Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa once again gripped by World Cup excitement, and that's as Bafana Bafana prepare to face Mexico in a fixture that evokes real memories of an opening goal in the 2010 FIFA World Cup. That unforgettable moment that certainly united this nation. Well, do we dare to dream of another memorable performance against the same opponents? I'm asking you what you think. What are your predictions? 061-895-1019. To help us explore this, we're joined by Raymond Hack, past chairperson of CAF's Disciplinary Committee. Raymond, welcome and good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well and great, and I'm sure you're looking forward to 2026's FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very interesting World Cup. Something totally different with the amount of teams involved. A lot of speculation as to whether it's good or bad for football. But it's something we'll only see at the end of the tournament.
Mm. So let's focus for a moment on Bafana Bafana, tonight's game. Real echoes coming, like, echoing across the years. How does Bafana Bafana look today versus how they looked back in 2010?
Well, I think the advantage that Bafana have got is they've got a blend of youth and experience. What Hugo Bruce has done is he's chosen most of his team from the two top teams here in South Africa, Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. He has a number of overseas players. You've got a guy like Lyle Foster from Burnley. You've got Makanya, who plays in Philadelphia, Okin, who plays in Hanover. Even Mabuzi, who plays up in Chicago. So there is a blend of good youth there. They range between 20 to the oldest player, Zwani, at 36. But Zwani's there basically, I think, just to see that the change room is motivated and up to standard.
In terms of Mexico, what do we know about them?
Mexico got a very, very good squad. They have a lot of players. I think the standard of their league is a lot better than a lot of people think. I think that you're going to find a lot of good Mexican players coming through, and people don't know the squad, but if you look at the Mexican squad and you see the players, players like Sanchez, Vasquez, Reynes, Chavez, these are good players. They've got Ocha, who's probably the oldest player in the entire tournament. He's 40 years old. He's a goalkeeper, but he's the third goalkeeper. Rangel is the first goalkeeper. If you look at their build-up to the World Cup, they played, five nights ago? They won 5-0. Mm. I don't think it's going to be that easy. My heart tells me I would love Bafana, but my head tells me, don't get carried away. You're playing in front of 50,000 Mexicans who are going to make it very, very difficult, the same way as when we played them. The South African supporters, with vuvuzelas, made it difficult. But there are no vuvuzelas. Vuvuzelas have been banned by FIFA.
Which is, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm upset about that, even though it did give a real, it definitely added to the chias, but it also made life a little bit more difficult. So in terms of that kind of a pressure, does Bafana have the mental, psychological wherewithal to play on a hostile ground, but certainly in a stadium very much more supportive of their opponents?
Well, you're correct. It is a hostile venue. Mm. I'm sure even at the hotel, when they come to the ground, they're going to get subjected to the noise that Mexico will come with. You know, every team is going to go out there and give 110% effort. You don't travel to the States or to Mexico or Canada on the basis of we're just going to compete. Everyone believes that they've got a chance. It's going to be a good game. It's the opening game. I think there would be a lot more pressure on Mexico to get a result than there would be on South Africa.
So what do you think, if you were to predict tonight, what are you looking at? I know.
I think it'll probably be a 2-0 in favor of Mexico.
Wow, okay. So I'm writing that down. That's what I'm saying, 2-0. Mexico. Okay, so the best I was hoping for is a draw, but you know, unfortunately, a lot more than I do. Another question I'm just fascinated by, because South Africans know we're all behind them, but we don't think they're going to. However far they get, we'll be proud and we'll be happy. But what happens after that? Who is a natural team that South Africa will get behind? Because we almost want to, so that you continue the interest in the World Cup.
Well, I think you've just got to look at two other sports. You've got to look at rugby and cricket, and you look at the development that has happened there. If I look back and I'm going back in the years, I don't believe that South African players have the enthusiasm, the will to succeed the same way as, say, the team of 96, the team before them, because it's a lot easier for them to stay in South Africa and play in a local league as opposed to trying to ply their trades overseas, where there are 20 or 30 players that can take their place, in whether it's the Italian league, the English league, the German league. I think South African soccer players are comfortable in the environment as opposed to putting themselves out there. Just got to look at players like Lucas Radebe, who was the captain of Leeds, Phil Masinga, those type of players. Neil Tobies, the Eric Tinklers, the Cesar Matongs, the guys who went overseas and did it, Stephen Pinnar, Quinton Fortune. These were players that went. Yes, you've got one or two players like Lyle Foster, who's playing in the Premier League. Percy Tau didn't make it. A lot of talent, but didn't expose himself all the way. And I think that's the problem that we've got. And obviously, South African football is beset with problems as far as the administration is concerned. Every day you see something about SAFA not having this or not doing
this.
And
yes, exactly.
It's tearing the slopes along the way. And until that environment changes, I don't think you're going to do it. I think Hugo Bruce has done a great job.
Right.
The fact that he's got these young players from Sundowns, who won the CAF Championship, Pirates, who won the local league. But I think you've just got to step up a little bit higher to get to the international level.
That is all we have time for, unfortunately. But there's no doubt we'll be chatting to Raymond Hack along the way as this World Cup evolves and develops further. Raymond Hack, thank you as always.